VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says President Trump has asked for his country's help in securing a peace agreement in Afghanistan. Khan told reporters in Pakistan that he'd received a letter from Trump Monday morning. He promised that Pakistan will make all possible efforts to help with the Afghan peace process. The 17-year-long Afghan war has intensified in recent months, with the Taliban inflicting heavy casualties on U.S.-backed Afghan security forces and bringing more territory under the insurgents' control. The casket of former President George H.W. Bush has made it inside the U.S. Capitol now, where he will lie in state beginning Monday night. Mr. Bush died late Friday in Texas at the age of 94. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the seat of a government he's served for decades as everything from fighter pilot to commander-in-chief, it's a final farewell for the 41st president. After flying here from Houston, he'll lie in state inside the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning, with the public allowed to see the man Colin Powell calls the perfect American. Washington National Cathedral will hold a state funeral Wednesday morning before President Bush returns to Texas. He'll be buried on his library grounds next to his wife and young daughter.
President Trump boasted Monday of his, quote, very strong and personal relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He declared the new U.S.-China trade deal would immediately allow American farmers to sell more of their products to Beijing. Stock markets in Asia and Europe jumped sharply after the two leaders of the world's two biggest economies agreed in Argentina to not impose any new tariffs on each other's exports for the next 90 days. This is VOA News. The U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. said Monday that it has found what it calls compelling evidence of genocide in Myanmar against the Muslim Rohingya minority. It called on the U.S. government and international governments to hold the Burmese military accountable. Wounded Houthi fighters in Yemen's rebel-held Sana'a were evacuated Monday in advance of peace talks set to begin this month in Sweden. The Houthi were taken in ambulances to the airport to board a UN-chartered flight. Qatar says it is quitting the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. It said it will focus on exports of liquefied natural gas. Qatar has been a part of OPEC for 57 years. Retailers, hotels, and restaurants in Paris on Monday assessed damage is brought on by a second weekend of violent yellow vest protests. Some restaurants lost 20% to 50% of their business, and some retailers had seen their sales decline between 20% and 40%, according to the French finance minister. President Trump is demanding a full and complete prison sentence for his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president wants the court to throw the book at his former fixer. He's already unleashing the full force of his Twitter feed on Michael Cohen. Trump tweeted, "You mean he can do all of the, all caps, terrible, unrelated to Trump, things having to do with fraud, big loans, taxis, etc., and not serve a long prison term?" He adds that Michael Cohen, in his words, makes up stories to get a, all caps again, great and already reduced deal. Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in August, including campaign finance violations. Last week, he admitted to lying to Congress on Trump's behalf. He's asked to be spared prison time when he is sentenced next week.
After Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress, Trump called his former attorney a, quote, weak person. 3 new crew members arrived Monday at the International Space Station to begin a 6.5-month-long mission at the orbiting laboratory. NASA astronaut Anne McLean, David St. Jacques of the Canadian Space Agency, and Oleg Kononenko of the Russian space agency Roscosmos blasted off in a Soyuz MS-11 from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. About 6 hours later, the spacecraft rendezvoused with the space station, where the ISS crew successfully docked about 404 kilometers above the Earth. The hatches between the station and the Soyuz spacecraft were to open after pressurization and leak checks. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.